So it's going to be one day a week on air. What can you forget in 7 days?
Everything.
Just about everything. That's why it's important that you, once a week, look over your notes for what's going on so you don't come in blind on Monday. Because there's a lot to do. Just, you know, okay, oh, that's good. And familiarize yourself with it, and life is good. The next thing, try this. You're going to be hit with a board, an audio board. Okay? You haven't used it in a long time in the way you're going to use it today, and every Monday. In other words, proper setup, proper levels, going back to first marking period basics. And I hate to say this, but many of you never worked the board properly. So we're going to get over that, and you'll get back to working the board properly. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So that's my opening statement. Now let's look at the syllabus. I'm going to break this down. You will begin preparation against this for the fourth marking period, as I have mentioned, by becoming familiar with the stations. What does familiar with mean? I can recognize you, right? I can say your name. I know a little bit about you. That's familiar. You'll just know what to do once you get there, because it gets confusing. Again, what I don't want you just to be familiar with is working the audio mixer. I want you to be good at following the basic board work rules. That's why I have practice up here. You got to practice your board work skills, because you find you don't know what to do with your hands. Trust me. You know, I don't know, do I put it here? No, okay, we're going to get over that. And you can practice. When can you practice? When you finish different assignments. You'll have radio prod this marking period. The first 2 weeks are kind of easy. We kind of ease you into it. I think that's going to be class on Tuesday and lab on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not even sure who you're going to have.
Kirsten.
Oh, Keela. So you have a couple of projects where you'll be wandering around. What do I do? Well, why don't you practice your board skills? You can check out two of the music discs. You know, the duplicate ones. You guys use the discs, right? And practice your board skills. What else can you do? You could write your breaks. Remember, these are the breaks for the first marking period? Mm-hmm. You can get everything ready. Another day, which is Wednesday. I think it's me on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Right? Digital editing. Many of you will be through early. You can wander around, smoke cigarettes, and eat food, or you can practice your board skills. Because there should be empty studios. Oh, there are empty studios, and Keela should be the person manning those empty studios. Because it's open lab day, you can go and practice your board skills. Because that's where things tend to get a bit rough. And we'll go over that today. But just with every opportunity you can. You've decided for on-air work, correct, Mundo? Mm-hmm. On-air means you need good, tight board skills. I keep pushing that, don't I? Good, tight board skills. Many of you will start off maybe in this area as a board operator. Or you might be an intern and have a chance to touch a board. And then you do such a great job, they say, I like that. I think I'll have you board up. Which will lead to, I think I'll, well, give me a demo. Because we have our HD stations. Would you like to work on the HD? Mm-hmm. I mean, just it comes from just those good board skills. And of course, following directions, but we know that already. How many have internships? Bless you. Who has an internship now? Where do you have yours? Okay, you were helpful there. Okay. No, I'm glad you got it. Where?
RIF.
They have an HD, right? And a lot of people that man those are, guess what?
Specs grads.
I like saying it like that.
Specs grads.
Okay. And basically, that's it. You'll, Four Radio being a four radio station, we'll go over rules, format it, and you'll get those down pat. You'll have lectures on various departments of the radio station that comes up, as well as outside agencies and influences that affect station operation. Students further their training by spending time in the Specs Hollywood radio station. Students also use computers in the newsroom and learning resource center to gather news stories used on a daily basis. Yep, you'll be doing a lot of news gathering. Just like in first marking period, you had where you had to do news, right?
Mm-hmm.
More news coming up. Course objectives, practice, I mentioned that, in stations, newsroom, and outside. Demonstrate the ability to show prep and construct main thoughts and reports for use during on-air shifts. I'm uncomfortable reading this. Why am I uncomfortable? I don't talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
So in your breaks, don't talk like this. In your breaks, who are you talking to?
The audience.
One person.
A person. And I don't talk to a person. If I talk like this, I guess I'd be in the military. That's how they talk, right? Not emotional. Don't talk like this. Talk to me. Talk to a friend. So think about that when you're constructing your breaks. That's all, okay? I don't want a news story. I want you to talk to a friend. We'll explore proper use of did I skip something? No. We'll explore proper use of emotion, feeling, and energy during your news and DJ shifts. Why am I smiling? I'm kind of like AC. I'm kind of, except for that. That's not AC. That's scary. Okay, AC. Okay. AC. It's an AC delivery. Let's call it a hot AC delivery. It's a little more upbeat, a little more energy. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Hot AC. Working with the music and entertaining. That's what it's all about. You want me to drop my pen and go slack jawed and all when I'm listening to your greatest show. That's when I know you got me. When I forget the grade, I just start listening. One person did that last Martin period. It's the best show I've heard all year. He entertained the heck out of me. But that's all I'm looking for, entertainment, okay? Proper students will demonstrate ability to follow station news formats, clock hours, and music law. That's all. I got to sing. What the clock say? Follow the clock.
Mm-hmm.
No more, no less. No additives, no fillers. Just do what the clock say. Isn't that easy? Name, time, intro, song. What do I do, Jim? What the clock say? That's it. I don't want you adding anything to it. Is that easy?
Sounds it.
Now, why am I doing that? Well, you don't need to ramble. Get to the point. No rambling. Crutches. Kill the crutch. Okay, throw the crutch away and walk free. Okay? No crutches. Just get to the point. But Jim isn't talking. Everybody's got a friend. What do you want to do? Shut up, right? But they're your buddy, and you're just, okay, you're driving me wild. She's driving me crazy. And they just keep talking. So words and filler doesn't mean anything. It's how you approach me, right? It's how you approach me. It's the friendliness of your approach. That's what I hear. Next of all, demonstrate proper use of station position statement, call letters, and line. Yes, again, there's givens. I won't tell a joke there, okay? There's givens. Okay, Robin Givens? Okay, there's givens. The given being, what's the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you go into, when you as a DJ begin to talk?
Call letters. Call letters.
Even more than that. Remember, songs that stand the test of time.
Positioning
statement. Which includes what? You're right, the call letters. First thing out of your mouth, it's a given. What's the last thing you say?
Name.
Freaking call. Oh, yeah, that's right. Frequency and call letters. Do not attach frequency and call letters to anything. Just say the frequency and call letters. Don't make it a part of your break. You finish your break, you say 969-WGMZ, NLD, SHS, SBS. That's it. Going back to those who sell them. 969-WNLD. 969-WNLD. WJMZ, we're Southfield Jam. We're Southfield Jam. Woo! No. Sell. So anything that comes out of your mouth should be sold. Okay? I have a pet peeve. But now. It's like 969 WNLD. I billboard. Okay. I'm forgetting the. I've got songs to stand the test of time in my head now. 969 WNLD. Songs to stand the test of time. On the way, Conrad Jones, and would you pick a fella as a friend? I don't know. Okay. Then what I say? But right now, here's the net. Here's so and so with the news. But right now. Okay? Would you pick a fellow as a friend? Here with the news? Just do that. Don't say, but right now. And now I throw it too. Right now you've got. No. Just go into the NQ. Okay? Just go into the NQ. What about, hey? Every time you open the mic, hey! Hey! It's like, what?
What happened to you?
Hey! I just remember that because it was a great person. Did the breakthrough of always, hey! No, just come in. Hey! I did that. It's like, dude, what's wrong with it? You just don't do that when you talk to people. Okay? Oh boy, I'm having a good time here. Another thing. You were taught to say your name. Did you get taught to say your name every time you do a break?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Why? Because you're going to do what the
clock
say. You're going to be putting together a demo. Now, next marking period, your demo will come from what you do in the stations. What if every break had your name? I'm Jim Bell. I'm Jim Bell. I'm Jim Bell. Every break. Sounds a little pretentious, doesn't it? You get the idea now?
Mm-hmm.
So your breaks are going to be different. This is why I say do what the clock say. I'm also very strict on doing that until next marking period. Eric. Eric Brawnyman will be teaching him. Okay? You know Eric. Yeah, you had him for promotion. So, Eric will start molding and shaping you and letting him. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. You're
hello,
welcome.
Everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Okay. There you are. We're on front page of the syllabus course objectives right now. Okay, everybody understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Just. To me, following the rules, getting the basics, show me that, and life is good. Proper levels with mixing music and vocal voicing over music and moving tightly in and out of, into cold events. It's not a crime to have dead air. But it's a crime to have consistent dead air. With little or no dead air. That was first marking period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we put little in there? It's like, oops. You're building something using nail and hammer. I'll never hit my finger with the hammer. Are you out your mind? No matter how you... Pow, right? It happens, right? Correct?
Yeah.
I'll never trip and fall. It's going to happen. So, there should be inadvertent dead air, but not consistent dead air. Dead air should be painful. Inside you. I mean, not physically a shockwave hit you or anything. But it should hurt. Oh, no, not again. And because if you're concerned about it, you make changes. When do you move out of music? Get to talk. Anybody? Yes.
When the levels get to -20.
-20,
yeah.
For digital. Some of you will be working analog. Two stations are analog. Two are digital. So for analog, when do you move? Anybody? 30-40%.
Okay.
Somewhere. No later than 30%. And you just start the next event or start talking. That's it! You just start the next event and start talking. Next event could be a promo. VO, always VO intro music. Do I care if you step on the vocals? Not really. Unless you're like a minute and a half into the song, you're still talking. I mean, there's a problem. But how do you learn? You have to step on the vocals to get past it. You have to miss the vocals, right? And you get your timing down. So I just want you to try. How do we control the balance of levels for music under voice?
By ear.
What if my headphones are real low? I don't hear. Your job is to immerse yourself in sound. Yeah. I turn my headphones up so I block out the outside sound. Some like it very loud, and you will have ear damage. Okay, like I have. Okay. But bring it up so that, you know, you can hear the mix. It's all in the mix. That's important. Because if you can't hear the mix, you can't fix it. Okay? Any questions so far?
No.
Oh, moving tight. Ashokatomatopoeia. Ashokawa. Namahana. It's like the last syllable. What did I do on the last syllable of the sound? I punched the ear, right? But you'll be punching a button. That's how you keep tight. Okay? You got a nice design. W1LV. That's what I see people doing. It's 969, W1LD. And then there's a slight overlap, right? And it's tight. Just the basic board work rules. Students will rewrite news stories. What is rewriting?
Your own words.
Your own words, which is called paraphrasing. Right?
Correct.
Paraphrasing. How would you say it? That's what I'm looking for, how you would say it. That's rewriting. And I go to the nth degree. And we go over, Keela will be going over it. I will be grading. Keela will be your instructor tomorrow. Okay? She's working for me, in a way. And she'll guide you through the class. We have a supplemental class for 4 weeks. And so that is to help you in the stations. Not just have, go to stations, have fun. But then you get to talk to Keela, express your concerns, ask questions, and be tested in week 20. Just FYI, it's 4 weeks. Then after that, more news writing with Keela. Okay, FYI. Any questions there?
Mm-hmm.
You will only have one rewrite to turn in. One. 4.5 hours in one rewrite. Think you can handle that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could. Just one. Do we have to rewrite every story? No. No, you don't. you will read the copy as written. And many times that copy will suck. Because it's information. You will see title after name. You will see a past tense lead. So what you're looking at, basically, is information. Yes, you'll read the information as is, but remember, when you do your rewrite, you follow all broadcast rules. What if there's a, let's say, dead president, or dead former president, he's dead. Many of them. Okay. John F. Kennedy. Then I start the next sentence with he. What's wrong with that? Who is he?
He is.
And what is he to you? That's the problem. Who is he? Him, them, paranoid talk. He's after me.
He is.
Them, you know, them. No. The listener may be coming into the story at that particular point, and that's why I keep the redundancies of giving a name or a title, correct? So I'm just looking at the basic rules. So make sure we follow those, okay? Students will use on-air time to improve vocal, writing, and studio skills. And that's all of the above. That's the basic, right there. Improving your studio skills. I'm not going to go over the grade scale, but let's go down to the course grading system. We're having a holiday, I think. I'm going to have to adjust for that, right? Was that first holiday? Yeah, was it Memorial Day? Arbor Day? No. We don't get off for Easter. Nobody can help me here.
Isn't it Memorial?
Yeah, Memorial.
Memorial, and that's in May.
May 30th.
See, I only know when 2 weeks before it comes. Okay.
You're ahead of me.
So, we'll have a Monday off. So, I'll have to adjust the schedule a little bit, okay? I have to look and see when I thought about that over the weekend. So, there'll be 7 weeks on a Monday instead of 8 weeks. But I'll adjust for that, and I'll let you know next week, okay? May's a little ways off. A little ways for May. Breaks. Weekly 18 to 24, 21% total, 3% each. You'll turn in one break. But I want you to put together three. What if you read one break all the way through for like the time you're on air? Wouldn't that be a little boring? I want you to put together three and give me your best break for grading. So you turn in one break for grading. One break for grading. Any questions? News rewrites. Weekly 18 through 24. 14%. 2% each. One news rewrite. At the end of the shift, stapled together. Now let me go back to the news rewrite. I'll reinforce this next week, and it'll also be reinforced by Keela for the next couple of weeks. For the rewrite, it's very simple. A lot of people do this cut and paste because you're going to get a story off the computer, and what a lot of people do is they'll cut, paste the story, and then either print the rewrite underneath or type the rewrite in underneath. Understand what I'm saying? Okay, if you... And many times, you don't even, if you print the rewrite, you really don't have to cut and paste. Because you can print the story. Everybody knows about selection when you're printing, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You can highlight, select when you print, and print the story, and then underneath. If you can neatly print in big letters, you can go ahead and print the rewrite underneath the story. Or you can go to the computers and cut and paste and type it in or print it in. Your choice, okay? But I just want the story, that one story. I don't want a page full of stories. Here's eight stories, Jim, and mine is cut. You know, just cut, paste, or what? Highlight. Select, print. And life is good. looking at the size of the group, I suggest you get started after your first read, get started on your rewrite. If you wait too late, there's going to be mayhem around the news computer. As a matter of fact, you can select the story maybe at the very beginning, once you get settled in. That's my only concern, is a lot of people, we don't want overuse of the newsroom computer. Also, you can get the news out of any computer here. Metro Source is the name of it. Okay. Okay? And so you can go to any computer and you can pull up Metro Source and pull your story. Can I get it at home? No. Okay, it's paid for. Okay, we pay for the service. It's the news service. Board practical, week 19, worth 5%. Air check 1, week 20, worth 10%. I'm going to try to get the 3 air checks in, but I have to move. I got to check on May and when we're off, on Monday. Final exam, week 20, worth 15%. Did I skip anything? Nope. Week 20 is worth 15%. 15%. Again, that's the end of the class. Then you have broadcast writing for radio with Keela, and more news writing and ordering of stories, which is very important. Air check 2, week 22, 10%. And we have another board tactical, week 22, week 23, that's 10%. And the final air check, week 24, is worth 15%. Now, on the air checks, starting next week, you will record every show. Every show. And you bank your show, because on between week 18, 19, 20, I would think that week 18, couldn't put too much stock in that show. But week 19 and week 20, you record and you pick the best, just like your first marking period. You pick the best show for grading. Any questions? Yes.
Mini disc.
Mini disc. Because you're going to be back in the studio again. Mm-hmm. Okay? Of course, you. No, I'm not going to put you through that. That would be a lot of turmoil. But you have to transfer from mini disc to Adobe, from Adobe to flash drive, make a session. Oh, no. Okay. So we'll go ahead. You turn them in on mini disc. Mini disc. No questions. Mm-hmm. Any questions about the assignments? When they're due? What you do? How you doing? Let's turn the page, please. Special course conditions. You've seen that. How many marking periods?
Lots.
Lots. Do I need to go over any of the stuff you've seen? No. Class calendar. It's very redundant. Course calendar, in other words. Introduction, procedures, orientation, group assignment today. Class, lecture on program logs, discrepancy sheets, clock hours, and definition of station positions. Program log. That goes along with discrepancy sheet, clock hours. And there's one thing missing, which will be a playlist, music playlist. Three things I'll be talking about today. The program log, clock hours, and your music playlist. The Suffer SHS, which has none because it's computer, everybody's seen it in there, right? First studio up front, mm-hmm. with the screen with all the songs on it. One group will be working there. Week 18 lab. Oh, it says here, I'm changing things. It says 3 breaks, right? I cut that down to 1, dude. Okay, you'll need to turn in 1 break, but you need what? 3 breaks? We're on air. So remember, make an addendum to that. You only need to turn in 1 break. But I want you to bring in 3 breaks, at least. If you want to bring in 8 breaks, I'm happy. You won't use them all, but I'm happy. It says 2 news rewrites. I cut that down to 1. 20 people in the class, that would be weekly 40 rewrites I would have to grade. Oh boy, you turn in 3 breaks. That's 60 I'd have to grade in a week. I ain't doing that. Okay. So, at that point, just one and one, okay? One and one. Thank you. And then you'll do this on a weekly basis. The only difference being is like in the week 20, you have your first graded show. You have your test in week 20. Okay? Then you also have your, you want to do your practical. So we do the same thing week after week after week after week until the final week. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Different things happen in the class. Yes?
I have a quick question about your email on the first page. Is it supposed to be an ISBN?
What's this
name?
Jim Belly. Jay Belly! 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 Jim Belly! You better take that off, okay? Don't try it, it won't work. There's an eye there. Wow, Belly! Thank you. So, any questions on the syllabus? Okay, before going over something I want to go over called the schedule, I want to talk about board work and the use of hands. For three of the stations, it's a normal board configuration.
CD1, CD2,
left hand. CD1, right hand. CD2. That's kind of simple, isn't it? Right hand, CD1. Left hand, What about left hand, right hand, CD1? That's what I see. It's really simple. Left hand, always on CD1. Right hand, always on CD2. Whether it's starting, or pushing, or pulling. I'm going from CD1 to CD2. You got to practice it. I mean, the concept seems simple, but And that happens to you. Trust me. I'm going from CD1 to CD2. CD1 is up. I put my hand on CD1. My finger on the start for CD2, and CD2 is partially up. Partially up. Why? So when you hit it, it starts. But it will start under your voice. I don't want it up at 100. Whoa! And have to pull it. No, just partially up. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go. I'm set and I'm waiting. Music fades to 30-40 minus 20%. At that yakety yakety smackety positioning statement and the rest of that stuff. While I'm talking, the music is fading. When I don't hear the music from CD1 anymore, I pull my hand down. I pull the slide down. At the appropriate point during talk, I start CD2, slide my right hand up to the slide, adjust music under my voice, and shut up and throw up. I didn't say flick up. I didn't say ease up. I said, hashamaha! Throw up! Who can jump rope here?
I've been known to do that in the past.
You guys don't have done that
20 years ago?
They made me do it in middle school. Yep. I can see myself in the back of the head and everything. Get all tangled up in your feet. I was getting mad. Now, why do I say that? Because it's coordination. When you first start shutting up and throwing up, you're shutting up. Ooh, that's loud. But with practice, what? You'll get the timing right, and it takes practice. It does. 969 double doing a leap. And then you throw it, and it's just like smooth. The listener doesn't even know there's a change. And that's a skill garnered by practice. Because by the end of middle school, I'm like, I'm jumping backwards, I was crossing and everything. I still can jump rope for a little while. So, that's the practice. To get things down. Somebody here, most of you can dribble a basketball a little bit, right? You can hit a ball with a bat. Now, you watch T-ball, right? It's on a tee, fool! Missed it. It's a dude's four. Give him a chance. Right? That's why they put it on a tee. Here, kid! That's when I hit my son in the chest. I'll never forget that. I ain't lying. Put your hands up. Okay, he learned though.
Yeah.
He learned. It took a while. That's a true story too. I feel like a bad dad for that. Okay. Any questions on that? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You're going from CD2 to CD1. It's the same thing. But here's the thing. Set your hands and don't move them. Even if you're finished with CD1 and you're holding it down, don't let go. Until you reinforce that habit, and then you're going to find your own way of doing it. Right? You'll find little subtleties that fit you. But right now, you just need to get those basics down. Miami quarterback in the Savage.
Bob Greasy.
Bob Greasy.
Miami quarterback.
Was he Miami?
For the Dolphins? Yes.
He just did it. Well, what's it? Come on. No, not
he's
him.
He's a Dolphins fan.
Well. Not Bob Greasy. Okay, we'll use him. But come on.
Marino,
Danny boy. Okay, I'm sorry, 80s. I've been around so long. I don't know what history this is. Okay, but I'm watching. He's like number 10 top, you know, player, NFL player. But I watched him throw a ball. You ever watch him throw a ball? Quickest. I mean, he went like 60 yards. Dan Marino is more what? Conventional. But they were all taught the same way. And then they, what, develop their own way, right? But we're looking at the basics. That's the reason why. Then you'll develop your own skill. Don't love the mic. Well, let me put it more succinctly. Excuse me, are you one of the students?
No.
Just love playing the mic. That's the same thing I say about loving the mic. Okay? Get your hand off the mic. Because I said, why don't you just hang on to it? Let go. Right hand, CD what? Left hand, CD 2. Now, we're going from one of the CDs into commercials for three of the studios. Either CD 1 or 2 will be up. Left hand, and then either I have to have a remote start, but what if you're an NLD, it's like this. The mini disc are on this side. I'm on a high shutter. Okay? And so my hands are set up like that. But NLD, you can fire from the board, too. Left hand, CD1 or CD2, right hand, mini disc. I have to go over this many times, okay? Both the mini discs are up because of the mini disc stop automatically. And you go, hey, goodbye. And just go back and forth. But the basic board work continues. That's basic board work. That's what I'll be looking for when I do the practice. That's it. Except for SHS, but then you're just left-handed all the time. Everything's done with the left hand. So you're clicking, and you're left-handed. Any questions about board work?
Not yet.
I will show you.
Thank you.
Today. I will go over it today in the studios, okay? No questions about board work at all? Levels! It's a you didn't have me. You had me for a speech, but not for studio. But going into the red is a sin. Mm-hmm. It's a sin! But we all are sinners. Do not wallow in sin. Get out of sin. I cannot tell you go and sin no more. But it's the slightest thought of sin. Check yourself and check the VU meter. That's all. Now, but, oh, you're in the red. Now, look how the pain look on my face. It hurts me because you don't do it because it causes distortion and it causes suck audio. You don't want suck audio. That means you. No, I'm going to say that. Okay. You don't want suck audio. So I'm really, really tired. There's no reason to keep having high levels. It have, whoa, that's high, bring it down. Whoa, that's low, bring it up. That's it. Any questions? Nope, that's just a lean. All right. Let's take a look at the schedules.
Because you're the program director.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to explain it. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And then Kilo's going to explain it again. And then we'll explain it again. And we will explain it again. Let's start with SHS. Oh, let's start at the top. After week 17, record all weekly shows. That's 18, 19, 20, etc., etc. Every time you turn on your mic, turn your mic on or off, ensure that the mini display is in the proper record or record pause mode. Anybody here flip skim in the first marking period and you recorded only your music?
Oh, yeah.
At least one time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, Bob. Because you flip skim. Somewhere you push the button, mic button twice, and then now you're recording music. Or you had the mic on when you put the mini disc in and push the record button. So to make sure that you're recording, every time you turn the mic on, and when do you turn the mic on?
When you talk.
Hmm?
When you talk.
But you have to turn it on before you talk. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the time limit on that? 15 to 30, 20, 30. If you like 30 seconds, I don't care. Not a minute. I've seen people sit at the board for a minute. That's like, come on now.
Wait for
you know, 15 to 30 seconds. No less than 15, I say no more than 30. You turn your mic on, you bring the slide up, and then you look around, make sure everything's tight, ready to go, and set your hands up. That's what that time is for. So I'm looking to hear 15 to 30 seconds of music or commercial or spotlight before you begin talk. Okay? And you also use that time to check to make sure that you're recording. When you shut up, throw up, the next thing you do is check to make sure that shut up, throw up, then pull your mic down. After you set the new level, turn your mic off. Then you check to make sure you're not recording. That's all. And then you're always good. Now, SHS, what's the PD? The program director. Program director is responsible for their station. Responsible and make sure that people are there on time for their reads. Where's Bill? There's 10 minutes before the read. PD says, I don't know, I'm having a cookie. No, uh-uh. The PD runs down, don't run, okay, walks quickly down the hall and looks for Bill. I said, Bill, do you know you're huffing, you know, in 10 minutes? Okay? Makes decision when there's staff missing. I probably will start making decisions first, but after 3 weeks, it's like, well, what are you going to do? And I can make suggestions also. But that's what the PD does. In fourth marking period, you make decisions. Staff are missing. They're going to be late. How are we going to change that? And for the third marking period only, the four PDs are responsible for gathering all the news at the beginning of class. What if all of you pile into the newsroom and try to get your news? Chaos. So the PDs, the four of them working together in the newsroom, gather the news, give the news to the particular people that have that type of news. National and local. Here it is. Sports. Oh, I got it. Consumer. Here you go. And that makes things quick. Because your first newscast, starting off, will be at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. So that means from 8:30 to 9, you have to get the news together, get it ready, and be ready for that read. So we have to get that done quickly. And I'll be working with the four PDs on a weekly basis till everyone is rotated through. And then after that, you're on your own. Okay? But that's what the four PDs do. Once the news is gathered, each individual news person is responsible for updates. Make sense? But we want to disseminate googobs. You know, that's a lot. Googobs of news quickly. Okay? That's a whole bunch. Any questions so far? Yes?
Okay.
So the PD gathers all the news, like the sports?
The first news,
the
business, yes.
The entertainment?
Everything, everything.
They're just, are they just getting off like the computer and then giving it to everyone to rewrite?
No, no, no. How many stories do you have to rewrite? Oh, you weren't here. She doesn't know. How many stories do you have to rewrite?
One.
During the entire day. Amazing, isn't it? Okay. Just
rewrite that one story.
Huh?
I'm a little
No, you just pick a story. I'm going to rewrite this story. And you rewrite it and turn it in at the end of the day. So since you only have to do one rewrite, the rest of the time can be spent doing what?
Practicing.
Pre-reading your news and sounding good. That's it. The whole idea is to sound good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of time to pre-read your news and sound good. Again, remember when the PD, after the PD gives the news to the person that has that news function, they are no longer responsible for that news. I'm just a facilitator at the beginning of class so we can quickly get out the news. That's it. So the four PDs are facilitators. The DJ goes on air. The other people wait for their news at the station. And that's it. Once you receive your news, you pick your stories to read as that news person for that particular position. And you go on the air as indicated by the clock. That make sense?
So you don't rewrite that story?
No. How many stories do we have to rewrite during
one.
Thank you. So you read the copy, but there's only one thing. Remember I said sometimes it sucks?
Yeah.
So you have to look for typos. When there's a word, what the heck? And then you might have to make notes on it or scratch out a word and put another word. Another thing is that when you come across a name, okay, Appaloosa, Wyoming. Who's been to Appaloosa, Wyoming? I don't even know where it is.
Not I.
Okay, so Sheriff Henry Minikin in Appaloosa, Wyoming. It's like, do I need that guy's name? Favorite, hey, are you Sheriff Minikin? I just happened to pass you through Appaloosa. Okay, no. So things like that. Or, you know what I mean? Just checking on names. Saying the chief of police of Appaloosa, Wyoming. I don't have to say his name. And then we have other four names. And I might say a spokesman for the Palestinian. I'm not trying it. I'm not trying to say that name. Or a French Canadian hockey player. Or a Swiss or a Russian. You better ask somebody. So those are the things you really have to look out for to make changes on. That make sense?
Yeah.
But now we know what the PD does, right? The PD also keeps a written account or critique of themselves and themselves. Yeah, there's more than one PD. And also the crew. You'll critique the crew, and there's a form for that. And that's turned in at the end of the day by the PD. Please note, well, it was a good college try. It's like, what the heck does that mean? Everyone was geeked and working. What? Some improvements could be made, but overall, it was well done. It's like, what? How were the levels? Did forget freaking call. Were they smart? You see what I mean? Board work. Tell them, just run it down, just like you did practical in the first market period. Okay. Life is good there. We know what the PD does, right? Now, if you also look at SHS, the PD is the last person to go on air. So, the PD will always be the last person on air because they're taking care of business. Every way. Okay? All right? So, now, are you ready for this? I know you are. I'm going to explain this and then I'll let you read about it. DJ 1. Jordan. You're on from 8:40 to 9:30. 8:40 to 9:30. Let's look at DJ 2, Eric. Let's look at Eric's news position. Eric is doing national locals, right? And also should be news. Oh, no, not news break because there's five of you. So guess who does national local when Eric goes on air? Any guesses?
Jordan.
Huh? Jordan. No, Eric. Yes, Jordan. That's it. The DJ coming off air takes the news position of the person going on air. And everybody else just stays where they are. You don't have much to remember. Does that make sense now? Does that help you a lot? No?
You
got the idea. No, okay. Let's look again. I just want you to look at this. Jordan is going off air, right? Eric is going on air. Eric was doing national news. Somebody needs to fill that. Why not Jordan? That's it. That's all you have to remember. Then we look at it. So, Eric comes off air, Paul goes on. Eric takes over entertainment feature. And that's it. The only thing you have to worry about is who you take news over for and when you go on air and leave everybody else alone. We're not going to have a formation shift here. Okay, now this is a big formation shift. Yes. Huh? I'm sorry.
We're going to do our business.
Business? Nobody. What does NA mean?
Not applicable.
Is it applicable or applicable? I don't know. That means you don't do it. You ain't got it. It doesn't apply. Okay, so you have no business. Okay, NA, what do you see? NA, there's no business. See a drop, that means that don't do it. I'm not ready for you to take over that type of news yet. I saw hand, yes.
Okay, so I'm program director for the show.
Yep.
And when I give out the news stories, I'm still giving Eric the national local news.
Yep, because he starts off with that. Now, that's the important part. You got it.
Okay.
Eric is going on air. He throws all his news in the trash and says, "Durn, ha-ha!" That doesn't make sense, does it? Eric should say, "Here's the news in order. That I am ordering. Here's the stories I was reading. So you can practice and get ready." That's important. And then what Jordan does, too, is Jordan takes all the CDs, throws them in a wastebasket, okay, hides the mini discs in the program log, and says, "Find it." That's not right. So that means when Jordan leaves the studio, everything should be set up and ready to go, at least for the next couple of events. And Jordan said, "It's right here, and that's here, and here, and here. And you give me the news, okay, life is good." So share information with each other. And the biggest problem, a complaint I've had, is when somebody just leaves the studio in disarray in week four. Because there tends to be some disarray from week one, two, and three. A little bit, you know, getting used to it. They have everything, there's nothing ever ready, I can't find a program log, the music log good, I want to kill him or her. Okay, yes.
What if you don't have a news position?
Oh, well, that means I missed something. Okay, what studio?
WSTX. Your business. Are you business? No, it's Mark.
Mike?
You probably can.
Kawana, Mark, David, okay. Kawana?
Yeah, Ken K.
Christine?
Yeah, Kawana has two spots and Christine has two spots, and I'm not on there.
Oh, well, we're going to give you a spot.
All right.
Who's Ken?
Yeah.
We got two new students, obviously.
Yeah, you got two. Oh, Ken's not here. Okay, yeah, you do have two. Okay, you do have two new.
Big name here.
Kalia. It's not here. Please come, Kalia. Okay. So, yeah, you have people joining. A couple of people. Three, I think, right? Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Missed that one. Okay. Yeah, Dave. Okay. Hookley. Mark. Dave. Mark. Mark. Mike.
Yes.
No, you're wrong.
Where?
Who?
No, it's Mark. There's a Mark and a Micah.
No. He's under DJ One.
Yeah, he's DJ One, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't have any other.
Yes, he does. Because he's DJ One. You don't start off with news of DJ One, you're just DJ. Ah, Let's see, you freak me out, man. Okay.
I freaked myself out.
Okay. You take over, well, Kiwanis' news duties. Okay. So DJ One doesn't have a news position because you don't do news on air. You're just a takeover person. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for freaking me out, though.
Yeah, no problem.
Oops. I'm looking like, what the heck? So it makes sense. The first DJ is not on the news position because they're not doing news. They'll take over the news. And if you'll note that everybody, that's the first DJ, is taking over national news and local. That's the way it's going to be next week. That's what I do. The second DJ, because it's just a system. I always make national and local news. Then I just spread everybody else around and make sure that you don't have a redundant position every week. Okay, you'll see a method to the math. Thank you. Okay, I'm good. But good pointing out though. That reinforces everything. That's the schedule.
Okay.
Only worry about what you have to do. Who am I taking over for? The only person that really needs to look at things closely, I would think, is the PD and me. Knowing who takes over for whom and when they do it. Now, any questions looking at the front page here? None? None looking at the front page of the schedule?
No, yeah.
Okay, let's turn to the back page. And what I said is in writing. And this form will be on the back page of every schedule you have. Just makes it easy. DJ coming off air takes over news duty. The DJ going on air, DJ coming off air must have the next two audio events ready, for, just like I said before. So if you please take a moment, look that over, if you have any questions about what I said in writing, then feel free to ask. No questions? May I move on? Are you ready for me to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Right side, left side. National local news reports. And I didn't get the line all the way under national, which I'm very ashamed. Always order stories using the six elements. Right? No, you tell me. Okay. Cool. I thought you said something. Excuse me. Right? Don't just throw them together. A beaver dam in Boulder, Colorado burst this morning. It's like, that's your first story? Get a grip. Nothing about Syria? Nothing about the takeover? A woman in Holland, Michigan accidentally fell off a scaffolding this morning and is dead. It's like, Holland? I have relatives in Holland, that's why I struck. No! No! So you have to take time, not just to read the old story, because you have a summary of news, like 6 to 8 stories on a page. Don't start reading down a page. You got to order it. That makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever possible, lead your newscast with a local angle. We know that, right? First priority is pre-read stories to deliver a credible newscast. 4... Only after you have ordered and pre-read your stories do you begin to rewrite. And it says 2. Scratch it out and we're going to put what?
1.
I'll change it. In my pewter. I ain't grading no 40 papers a week. Newsbreak. Newsbreak very simply includes the top stories of the day read in headline form. When possible, you must, guess what? Lead with a local angle. As needed, read the first 2 to 3 sentences of a story. Each story will be around 7 to 10 seconds. You will need enough stories to fill 60 to 90 seconds. Check your station clock hour for the time Newsbreak airs and the length of time Newsbreak airs. You know, and like on the news, all the news, you know, before the news, normally like an hour or so, maybe half hour, they have what? An overview of the story. Coming up at 12. Live tonight at 11. I'll tell you about this, and I'll tell you about that, and I'll tell you about this, and you know about that. Can having a puppy in your home harm your children? You've heard them all, right? Right? So these are just headlines. You take the stories you were using and more. Read, I will see the first one, two, or three sentences. If it works with one sentence, why not go for it? If I need two to make the information complete, go for it. But what if I need three? Go for it, but no more than three. Three sentences. And it's like snap, 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 right? And that's the way it goes, right? Any questions?
I heard it, Jim, but I'm not quite sure how it's going to work. Not well, at first.
I'm telling you the truth. It's chaos, because you have to get used to it. So, don't feel bad if it's a little chaotic at the beginning. By week three, things should be good. Okay? Things will be good.
Feature entertainment report. Look in the MetroSource show prep category for SHS, find the oldies report. For SBX, find the country report. For GMZ, use the top 40 and hip-hop reports. If you can't find the top 40, you'll certainly see the hip-hop. The MLD Club does not have a feature entertainment report.
Any questions? It's succinct. No, Jim, but I'm not sure how it's going to... Oh, we'll find out. Okay, you'll be fine.
Consumer news. Consumer news is any news that covers the use of durable and non-durable goods that may affect the health and welfare, the immediate health and welfare of the general public.
Chevy Cruze can't catch fire. All incidents have been while the vehicle was being driven. It just catches fire. So, no recall yet, though. It did. Heard on the news.
There has been no I can't remember how many. I mean, 30 or so. Just foosh.
Can't go up in flames. While you're driving. Okay? Do you think that's a media concern?
Uh-huh. Latch on the 1993 to 1924, okay, Chevy van fails and you may fall out the door.
Is that a media concern?
If you eat the strawberries, forget your lunch, it's coming back. Okay.
Is that of a media concern? There's a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. It's on recall because it got close to anything flammable, it just burst into flame. I'm still laughing about that one. Now we understand what consumer is. Now, with the health care fight in the Senate, the House everywhere, Republicans against Democrats, is that consumer news? No, because it's not of immediate concern. Right? It's ongoing. So any questions about what is consumer so far?
Let me read all of it. Examples: durable goods, appliances, cars, clothing, etc. Non-durable goods, food products, paper, towels, vaccination, medicine, etc. If it's disposable or consumable, it's non-durable. Baby diapers. Non-durable. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
So if you're reading the news, what is more important, non-durable or...
It's just, you have to make that decision.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, just make that decision. You have to make an educated decision. Let's say that they're recalling a baby formula that has plastic pieces in it. It's possible. And also there's a bike, an adult bike that's being recalled, which is important, you think, at that point. Baby formula. So you just have to make an educated guess. Let's put it that way. And I think it will become quite clear. There is something you recall. I can't remember what it is, but bits of plastic have been found by consumers in some sort of oatmeal or something. I can't remember what it is. Okay. Any questions there? Mm-hmm. It's got to be time. Is it time?
Right.
5 minutes. No questions?
No, so far.
What can I do in 5 minutes? I can dance.
Please do.
Please do.
We'll join you.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us our grades?
You know what? I'll do that after break, because obviously I did not pull those. I probably got a lot of stuff to pass back to you, including your grades, okay? So I make sure I do that. What am I going to do in 5 minutes? I know what I'll do in 5 minutes. No.
Practice your board skills.
Best I can do. I can Boogaloo. You ever heard of Boogaloo, have you? It's a stupid dance. I don't even remember how to do it. The Boogaloo. I don't know how. I can't even remember what it's like.
I'll Google it real quick.
I can do the. You can? No, that's the thing. I can't remember.
Come on, Jim, show us something.
I can do the jerk. I can do the swim.
Do the jerk.
Watusi. I don't remember how to do that.
There you go.
That's Watusi. It's like. Not, it was easy dancing back in the 70s and 80s. Nothing is easy while you're impaired. You just think it is. Okay. Now, okay. This, actually, these are slides. Caveman slides. Okay. Mike, MD2. I'm moving out of CD1 and CD2. 15 to 30 seconds before the song ends, I'm going to turn my mic on and slide it up. Because it should be down. Mm-hmm. All slides not in use or not to be used, that are not going to be used, should be down. And so, very simply, I turn my mic on, position everything, and very simply, I put my hand on CD1 slide and start. 30-40% or minus 20, I start talking, and when the song ends under my voice, I pull the slide down. At the right moment, I start the song, bring my right hand up, adjust music under voice, shut up, and throw up. Now, let's say I'm going from CD2. Any questions?
No, that part got me.
I'm going from CD2. Well, I'm putting CD1 down. To C2, MD1 and 2. Both are up, ready to go, right? Same thing. If I have a remote start, my finger's on the remote. MLD has remote starts for the mini disc. So does WSBX. SHS, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because you're clicking a mouse. Okay? JMZ, you have to have your finger on the trigger, right on the mini disc. And I'm just set up like this. I'm gonna pull the slide down, I'm through it, it's down, and then start the slide. That's it. Isn't that simple?
I'll screw it up.
No, only way you'll screw it up if you pick your hands up.
Yeah.
Lock in. It's kind of hard to screw up.
No,
if you're locked in. Now, what if I go ahead and push the slide? It's like, no, nothing started. What's your alternative? To push the button. What happens is when you raise your hands and then they're off the board floating, or you grab the mic, or you grab your chair, and you grab the desk, or you fold your arms, and just lock in and stay locked and never move those hands until you're finished. And then after a while, it becomes a habit. Okay. Okay, break. Till the top of the hour. I'll get your grades and everything. Thanks for reminding me. Appreciate it.
I got one question.
Sure.
In first quarter, we learned that we got to turn the buttons off.
I'm not worried about that.
So it's okay if we leave it
well,
on.
Turn them off, well, turn them off later, not in the act of.
So we can just keep them ready.
Right, because you're going to turn off CD1 anyway because you got to get ready to turn it off.
Right. That was a problem for me.
Right, it is. Not during the action, because you pull down, finish the break, then and turn your mic, pull your mic down, turn off the particular piece of equipment at the board side.
Okay.
No, not while you're
in action. I did know this one thing I want to ask.
Sure.
Where it says, look in the Metro Shore show prep.
Yeah,
does that be something that the PD would already have ready? Or is that
right, it's, well... Okay, let's say if you're doing updates.
Yeah, because I'm doing entertainment first.
Right. So the PD will give you that.
Okay.
And remember, every week I will go through gathering the news of the PD, and I'll give you an overview today.
Okay.
An overview.
Okay.
Okay, so all will be revealed in time.